From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Secretary of State Deborah Bowen is urging the U.S. Postal Service to delay closing 14 mail processing facilities in California until after the November election. Jenny O'Meara reports from Sacramento.
Secretary Bowen told lawmakers in a hearing at the state capitol she's worried about losing mail processing facilities in an election year. She says elections officials have seen it before. When closures occur, mail-in ballots in some areas take significantly longer to get to county offices.
And if they are not returned by 8 p.m. on election day, they can't be counted.
Bowen was joined by Congressman John Garamendi at the hearing. He's also calling for the delay. The U.S. Postal Service says district managers are going around the state to talk to elections officials, and closures that don't occur between June and August will be suspended until 2013. Bowen says in the meantime, she'll work with counties on how to advise voters on when to mail ballots. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Meara.
Republican state lawmakers want to speed up the process California school districts use to fire teachers. It's a response to the arrests of several Los Angeles Unified School District teachers on sexual misconduct charges. Assemblyman Steve Knight says the new legislation takes suggestions from the district and L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Mayor Villaraigosa and L.A. Unified have come forward with some needed reforms. Reforms that make sense to me as a parent and a legislator. And we cannot allow deficiencies in the law and rigid contracts to stand in the way of allowing law enforcement and school officials to protect our children.
The legislation would eliminate the requirement that districts remove all allegations more than 4 years old from a teacher's file. It would also allow districts to fire teachers for disciplinary reasons without pay after an administrative hearing. Democratic State Senator Alex Padilla has been working on a similar bill. He's in discussions with the district and teachers' unions.